Nancy, Abby, what are your physical activities?
Who?
Yours, both. What's your physical activity?
My physical activities. My physical activities, I have got a family, I have got a factory to run my, I have to look after my children, and I have to carry out Baba's orders.
How many children do you have?
Two daughters.
How old are they?
One is about 33, another is 24. Anything else?
Do you have any grandchildren?
I have one grandchild, yes. Boy. 6 months old.
I asked you earlier, maybe if you wanted to hear it, on what Baba says about eating meat or a certain kind of diet.
Yes, about eating. Baba never specified any specific instructions for anyone. Unless to someone whom he directs that he should not eat this or he should not eat that or not, he should not smoke or he should not drink. Or, otherwise, Baba does not lay out general instructions for diet. As long as you could keep healthy, both mind and body, and have anything you like.
Around here, if you still eat certain foods, you maintain your body better, you take care of your body better.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. It does not lay out any hard and fast rules.
You see,
at least with us, I have been with Baba for the last 43 years. I have been eating everything. Anything that comes my way.
Do you believe in a collective consciousness?
Pardon?
A collective consciousness?
Collective consciousness?
Sort of thing like that?
Collective consciousness.
What is that?
Yes. Collective consciousness doesn't literally mean really anything unless the consciousness of all are merged into the universal consciousness. That is the greatest collective consciousness. Collective consciousness means people coming together, meeting together and thinking on one specific subject. It's a collective meditation. Anything you think over and all the ideas and thoughts that you get pertaining to a certain subject, which are relative to a certain subject, can be a meditation. And collective consciousness is just as we physically meet each other, we talk about a common thing which all of the people who are gathered are interested in. It can be called a collective consciousness. I do not know if there is anything else you mean.
Well, like mythology and psychology and the relatedness of the spirit.
You see, psychology is a subject that cannot come in the purview of... it can come in the purview of Baba's explanation indeed, but it has a very low value for the matter of that. Yes. Psychology is only the jargon of a human mind systematized through some sort of a science introduced by man.
How about mythology?
It's medically it is.
Mythology. I'm interested in
mythology.
Mythology.
Mythology is a myth.
Well, obviously they're constructed, but do you believe that there's any kind of purpose? It's because I've been told that philosophy is refined mythology, and I was wondering, since you're purporting some kind of philosophy...
This is from the Western point of view, you are right. You see, philosophy is built... I may tell you, I may draw the distinction between Western philosophy and Eastern philosophy. Both the philosophies are built on mythology to a certain extent, but the Eastern philosophy really, the essence of Eastern philosophy is based on the direct experience of those who are spiritually advanced, who receive, who snap away from the physical consciousness, enter into another world, another consciousness, higher consciousness, which is subtle and mental, and then they experience certain things which are depicted, you see. What? You don't understand. Naturally, she won't understand. It is if you are beginning to do it, you won't understand. You have to slowly get near it. You see, if there is a scientist working with the test tubes and something is laboratory, and a man who doesn't know anything about it, he goes there, he gets absolutely confused. And he may ask certain questions to the scientist who thinks not to the level that they should be asked, you see. So in the beginning, naturally, if one does not know the subject, but it doesn't mean that one should not give oneself a chance to go a little ahead and try to grasp and understand things.